Welcome back, everybody, to Amin Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Mem Amud Aleph 48. We are on the top of Daf 48, on the top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We just finished a discussion about bathing on Shabbos, and when the water is heated up, even if it's heated up before Shabbos, it's not going to be allowed on Shabbos, but cold water, we said, would be allowed on Shabbos. Now the Gemara goes on in this discussion about, again, bathing on Shabbos. So Itmar was stated, Chamin Shulch Momen Erev Shabbos. Water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Rav Amar, so Rav says, on Shabbos, what you are allowed to do, you're allowed to wash the entire body as long as you wash one limb at a time. Shmuel says, the only thing you're allowed to wash on Shabbos would be panav yadav raglav, your face, hands, and feet. That is the only thing you'd be allowed to wash with hot water. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, Cham and Shulchum Erev Shabbos. I have a question on the sheet of Rav, who again said that you're allowed to go and wash your entire body as long as it's one limb at a time. So the Brisa tells us that when you have hot water that was heated before Shabbos, the Brisa explicitly tells us that you're allowed to wash face, hands, and feet, and not your entire body. This seems to clearly go against Rav, who said that you can wash the entire body one limb at a time. So answers the Gemara, no. Amar lecha Rav. Rav would answer back, lo kol gufo bebas achas, ela aver aver. When the Brisa said you're not allowed to wash your entire body, that was at the same time. You're not allowed to wash your entire body together, but if you're going limb by limb, then it would be allowed. I'll ask the Gemara, b'hapanav yadav raglav katani, but the Brisa explicitly says you're allowed to wash hands, face, and feet. So clearly, Rav is wrong. So no, answers the Gemara. Again, ke'in panav yadav raglav. It just has to be similar in the same manner as one washes his hands, face, and feet, which would be one limb at a time. Now we have another proof. Comes the Gemara, Tashma, coming here, proof, another challenge to Rav. The only thing you're allowed to wash with hot water that was heated before Shabbos is panav yad v'raglav, which seems to clearly teach us again that washing the entire body, even one limb at a time, is a problem. This seems to be a big question on Rav. Answers the Gemara again, hachanami ke'in panav yad v'raglav. No, again, it's ke'in panav yad v'raglav. It's in the same manner in which we wash hands, feet, and face, meaning one limb at a time. Now the Gemara just comes with an explicit proof for Shmuel. Tanya Kava say to Shmuel, Chamin Shulchum Omer of Shabbos, if you have water that was heated up from before Shabbos, Lamacha Rochitz Bohem Panav Yadav Raglav, you're allowed to wash your hands, face, and feet the next day on Shabbos. Avalo Kol Gufo Ever Ever, but you're not allowed to wash your body, even if it's one limb at a time, if it's going to be your whole body. The same thing would apply on water that was heated up on Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to wash your full body, even limb by limb. This seems to explicitly go against Rav. Now the Gemara cites a different version of Rav's opinion and the refutations that come to follow. So Rav Masnila la shmaita de Rav b'hai lishna. So Rav taught this whole conversation of Rav in a different way. He said, Chamin Shulchum Omer of Shabbos, when you have water that was heated up before Shabbos, Lamachar Amar Rav, Rochit Bahen Kogufu Mishayer Iver Echad. So Rav holds you're allowed to wash your entire body, even at the same time, it seems, as long as you just leave one limb unwashed. Esvei Kohani Tiyuftas. Now we have all of these other questions that we had, and you can't even use the answer that we gave before. All these things that said you can only do Panav Yadav Raglav, we kept saying, no, it's just like that you have to do one limb at a time. All of these questions now come back because we're talking about doing everything at a time as long as you are leaving one limb out. So Tiyufta, we can simply reject the Shita of Rav. Now comes the Gemara and says, Amra Le Rav Yosef La Abaye. Rav Yosef said to Abaye, Rabba Mika Avid Kishmaite de Rav. So did Rabba follow the teachings of Rav? Why was he asking Abaye? Because Rashi explains Abaye grew up an orphan and he grew up in the house of Rabba. So he got to see what Rabba would do face to face. So Rav Yosef is asking, because he was a Rashi before Rav Yosef, he wanted to know, what did Rabba actually practice? Did he follow Rav? Did he go and do this type of bathing on Shabbos? Amar Lego Yadana. Abaye said, I'm not sure. My tibay lech. So what, I don't understand what his question is. Says the Gemara, pshita de lo avid de ha'itosav. Of course, Rava wouldn't hold like the sheet of Rav. We just rejected it in the Gemara. We just showed that it is not correct. So of course, he's not going to hold like it. So answers the Gemara, lo shmi alei. So maybe Rava didn't hear the refutation. So maybe he would follow the sheet of Rav. Says the Gemara, now vi ilo shmi alei vaday of it. And if I can tell you, says the Gemara, if Rava did not hear these refutations, he definitely would have held of Rav over the holding of Shmuel. How do we know this? Damar Abaye, because Abaye said kol mili demar avid kirav. Bar Mehani Tlas David Kishmuel, because Rabba always held like Rav, except for three cases in which he held like Shmuel. And since this is not one of those three cases where he held like Shmuel, we know if he did not hear these refutations where we end up concluding like Shmuel, he definitely would have held like Rav. What are these three cases that he holds like Shmuel with? We had this earlier by the Chanukah Gemaras, but you're allowed to take tzitzis from one garment, from an old garment, put it on a new garment. That's what Shmuel says, and he holds like that. Madlikim Miner Lener. You're allowed to light from one Chanukah candle, one menorah to another one. one Hanukkah light to another one, Allah Rabbi Shimon Magrira, and we're going to hold like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to a Davar Sheino Miskavin, that you're allowed to drag a heavy bench, and it's not going to be a problem. Davar Sheino Miskavin is mutter. So we see, again, that Rabba holds like Shmuel in those three cases, but he would not hold like Shmuel any other time. So if he did not hear these refutations, he would have held like Rabba. And says the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe Kechomre Derav Avid, Kekule Derav Lo Avid. Now maybe those are the only times when Abaye says that Rabba always held like Rav, except for these cases of Shmuel, that's when we're talking about the chumras of Rav. But when we're talking about Rav being more meka, like in Arshita, where he's allowing more of a bath, then maybe he would always hold like Shmuel in that type of situation, so that doesn't necessarily teach me anything. Now the Gemara goes and takes a step back. What's the origins of this whole Isser to go ahead and bathe on Shabbos? So a bathhouse that was heated from before Shabbos, and the vents were closed before Shabbos. So this is basically the way it used to work, is baths were heated through the vents. So if you would close the vents on Shabbos, you knew that the bath itself was not being heated on Shabbos. So if you did this, you're allowed to go and bathe right away on Motzei Shabbos, and you don't have to worry that it was actually heated on Shabbos itself. You could just go right in right after Shabbos. May Erev Yom Tov, which more Meiko on Yom Tov. So let's say we had the same situation where the vents were closed on Erev Yom Tov. So Lamachar, Nichnas Mezia, on Yom Tov itself, you're allowed to go and enter and use it as a Shvitz. Yotev, Umishtatev, Bebai Sachitza. And then right after that, you go out and you rinse in the outer chamber of the bathhouse. So that way people won't think that you took a hot bath inside. But that's what you would do. You would go in, take a Shvitz, and then go to the outside and go in the bath. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Maisev Emerchat Shal B'nei Brak. There was a story of the bathhouse in B'nei Brak, Shabakako Nekav Me'er of Yom Tov, where they would close the vents on Erev Yom Tov. Lamachar Nichnas Rabbi Eliezer Ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva Vezio, but when Rabbi Eliezer Ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva went into this bathhouse and they went into the Shvitz. And this is the B'nei Brak. We know this is like in the Seder, where the Maisev B'nei Brak. So these are two of the five rabbis that were there. Yatsu Vinishtatsu B'bei Sachitzon. And right after they went to the Shvitz, they went and washed themselves in the outer chamber. But the tub of hot water had been covered with boards. And this is mentioned because now they know that it wasn't heated on Shabbos itself. When this matter came to the attention of the Chachamim, they said, it's permitted to go and rinse in the outer chamber, even if the inner chamber of the hot water tub was not covered with boards, but it's just pointing that out. Now the Brisa continues, as Mishe Rabu Ovrei Avera, and once more sinners came about, he's clearly lesser. The Chachamim started to say that you're not even allowed to do this type of Shvitz bathing. Ambatios shel krachin, but if you come across public baths of large cities where it's just a giant bath, metayel b'hem ve'inochosh, you're allowed to walk through that, and you don't have to worry that this is actually a big bath on Shabbos, because it's just such a big space, no one's going to think you're actually bathing on Shabbos. Now the Gemara elaborates on the Brisa we said, my Ovrei Aver, so what was this increase of sinners that made them change how they were going to do things and change the Gzeros? So Dam Rabbi Shimon Hazi, Dam Rabbi Shimon Ben Levi, Mishon Bar Kapara. Originally the halacha was that people would take a bath on Shabbos in hot water as long as the water was heated before Shabbos. You'd be allowed to take a shower or a bath on Shabbos. But then he's cleaved balanim lachim b'Shabbos from a mayor of Shabbos uchmu. But then the bathhouse attendants, the balanim, this is what's known as the gzeras habalanim. So they would go and heat things up on Shabbos. They would heat the water on Shabbos and say, "Oh no, it was really heated before Shabbos." So asur es hachamim. So the chachamim said that you're not allowed to take any bath with hot water on Shabbos. Yitira says, "Yeah, but they still allowed you to do the shvitz." V'adayin hayiruch to mechamim. But still, people would go and take baths in hot water on Shabbos, and they would say, they would say, "Oh, we're just going for a Shvitz," but really they were going for a bath. So then they said, "You're not allowed to even go for a Shvitz." But they allowed you to bathe in the waters of the Chamei Tveria, the hot spring. But people would still go and take a bath in water that was heated by the fire before Shabbos, which was a problem. And they would lie and say that they were really in the Chamei Tveria. So then they said the Chamei Tveria are going to be a problem. But cold water would be okay to take a bath with on Shabbos. But then they saw that this gzeirah was too much and the people wouldn't be able to do this. So they once again allowed Chamei Tveria v'zeya b'mkoma omedes. But they said shvitzing is still going to be a problem. This is where the Isser comes from, bathing on Shabbos, gzeiras habalanim, because we had this issue of people continuously lying and being over many Isurim. Amar Rava, Rava says a tangential ruling to support what we just said in the Brisa. Haiman de Avar Arder Rabbanan, anyone who violates a din de Rabbanan, sharlu mikrei le avaryana. You're allowed to call them a sinner. Kiman, who does this hold like? Ki haitana, it goes like the author of the previous Brisa, who was just referring to those who violate this din de Rabbanan about bathing on Shabbos, refers to them as sinners. Now the Gemara just goes with one more clarification of something we mentioned in the Brisa. So we said these huge cities, these huge bathhouses, you're allowed to walk through them, and no one's going to say that you're really bathing on Shabbos. Amarava, Dafka Krochem Aval Dikfarmo. This specifically applies to bathhouses of large cities, but of small towns, it would not apply. Maitaima, Kevan Dezutrin, Nafish Havlayu. So the reason is because when you have small cities, since they're so small, they're very steamy, so it's as if you are actually taking a schwitz on Shabbos, so that would not be allowed. So just more on the Isser of bathing on Shabbos, and we learned about the Gzeres HaBalanim. This is Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.